Was that the best form then? The second season at Celtic, was that the best form of your career, would you say?
Aye, definitely so far, aye,
Was that when you
definitely.
won Player of the Year?
Aye. Played mainly centre back that time. Emilio got injured, Emilio was a year injured, so I played left back quite a few times as well, and just worked out that it was a good season to be in and be playing, and I felt confident, and it was a good season.
Why do you think that was? Because you'd had a good first season, you just felt like you were one of the
Well,
main
the back
players.
end of the last 6 months of my first season, I played centre back and I'd done well. So I had a lot of confidence that I could play, and the manager and the coaches gave us a confidence that I could be one of the main players the next year, and that just followed on, and I just kicked on the next season.
And then obviously the biggest game you played with Celtic was the Barca game.
Aye.
Just a wee bit about that. Leading up to it, did any of the boys think you had a chance against them?
I think deep
Lenny
down...
Lenny kind of gets you believing that, doesn't he, that there's a wee chance?
I think deep down, you know, that campaign, unreal, Lenny and his staff, we set pieces. And we knew if we got a corner against Barca, that we would...
That would come in handy, old left out.
We just knew that we would have a chance because they're unbelievable. They don't give you many corners, but when you get them, they don't really want. They've not got a lot of good people to head the ball, and so we knew we'd big Victor and we'd players that could head the ball. So there was a wee bit of belief there, but again, there was no pressure on us.
No,
do you know what I mean? If you go and lose 5-0 to Barca, it's like don't get me wrong, it's people expect it. Do you know what I mean? So the longer it was 0-0 in the game. And the fans are cheering like throw-ins for you, do you know what I mean? It just gives you a lift. And then
Is it hard against them when they've got...
Oh, it's massive. I played left mid, right, and I spent my whole night going 2v1 with a winger, but he never took me and Emilio on. All he did was pass it back. So I just kept... All I did was spend my night doing doggies like that. I must have hardly touched the ball.
Back to the Kenny McDowell, mate.
Just back and forth. And that was just a pure running session. I remember the last couple of minutes. And my calves had just cramped up, couldn't they move, but we were 2-0 up or something at the time. When we went 2-0 up, actually, Lenny turned around to the bench and said, take a draw here. We just went 2-0 up with 10 minutes to play. Take a draw here. And then they scored about like a minute to go, and it ended up winning it. So a massive game.
Would that have been your best favourite game for Celtic?
Aye, probably.
The wee madman scoring the second, was that some feeling of how in it?
Aye, when that went in, it was unbelievable. We knew we got a chance of winning this, and then... We won it, it was unbelievable. We ended up in the last 16 of the Champions League that year, and it was a great year, so that topped it off.
See, that team, you were all about the same age. Was it a tight group?
I say Lenny, it was a good bunch he brought in.
And Lenny, he thing is for nights out and stuff like that as well, didn't he?
It was good. It was good boys. We had a good bunch of boys, and it was always good nights out and good banter about the place.
And the dressing, do you think if they kept that team together, you could have... really pushed on Celtic on?
I don't know, because a club like Celtic, right, you go the next year you go to the Champions League, and because you've got to the last 16, there's the expectation comes again.
To get again.
So all of a sudden you're playing, I think we had Barca the next year again at home or whatever, or I can't remember who we had the next year, might have been. But they make a couple of passes and the crowd are, instead of cheering or throwing, they're getting on you for no...
Controlling the game.
For controlling the game. And it's... It's the nature of being at Celtic, but it's harder. The next season's harder. I don't know. I mean, you never know. You never know if we would have stayed together, what would have happened, but it was good at the time.
Did you always think that the players would eventually go down south, want to leave and go on to different things?
There wasn't any secret with that. Wanyama and Van Dijk and Hoops and that, they were always going to probably move on.
Do you think that's because they're no Celtic fans?
No, I don't think it is, because it just comes at a time where you think, right, I've played in the Champions League, I've played in Scotland, I've played in the SPL, I'm playing the same team four times a year at times. It's all right for a few years, and then it's natural, it just gets the same thing, and it comes a time where you think, well, what else, what can I do? It's natural, it doesn't matter how big a Celtic fan you are. I think when it comes to it and you're in that situation, then you want to do what's best for your career.